It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. As always, our web stream brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about a huge girls matchup tonight as the Cooperstown Lady Hawkeyes from Section 3 come to town to take on the BG Lady Bobcats here on our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. We'll break it all down for you. Of course, Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the crew wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Special guest as my color commentator tonight. You know, Matt, I was trying to think of a title for you earlier today. You're kind of a jack of all trades, but most importantly, an assistant with Cooperstown basketball and baseball. So, Matt Hazard, welcome to the broadcast booth.
Hey, thanks, Nate. Appreciate it.
Has to be fun for you tonight as you come down here. You kind of can give us an inside look at Cooperstown. You've been around this program as an assistant with the girls for the last few years, and you just know them inside and out. Should be fun to see these two teams who are both very, very good in the state going head-to-head tonight.
Absolutely. I think this is actually a game that people have been looking forward to for the past couple years. Both programs have been very strong. Cooperstown, I was assistant coach for Mike Niles for the last 3 years and worked with these girls quite a bit. And there's some serious talent on this team, and they've always wondered what the Section 4 Bobcats held. And I think this is a good opportunity for us to get a first-hand look at it.
I'm excited because from my perspective, we're always covering BG and Cooperstown, and I've always thought it's one of those games in the back of my mind, boy, I wish they would just set that one up and we could see them go toe-to-toe, or always hoping maybe somehow they would meet in the state tournament, which could still be a possibility down the road this year if it worked out. And just really excited. A lot of great athletes on both sides of the floor. We just did BG on Saturday when they took on Unitego. They looked very, very good. But the thing I'm most interested to see tonight is how BG, a team that has a lot of athletes but not a lot of size, handles the inside presence that Cooperstown brings tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm looking at this court and I'm seeing this BG team, and every single one of them is literally the same size, same body shape. It'll be really interesting. Cooperstown has always had an emphasis on strong defense, and you know, it's been a real change over probably the last month when they inserted Sam Wehner, who's 6'1", to go right alongside with Julie Ford, who's also 6'1". You know, they've been handling the rebounds quite a bit. So it'll be interesting to see how they plan on attacking, whether they, and how, more importantly, how they plan on playing defense against them, because it is definitely a matchup problem, and I guess we'll see how this all turns out.
The buzz around town today, and especially once I got here in the building tonight at BG, was a lot about Julie Ford. We talked earlier today on the radio about how she's a Division I commit going to the University of Albany, and it was like word spread around town like wildfire, and I think a lot of people came tonight to see her on display and see what she brings to the table. I've seen her many, many times, a freakishly athletic girl. Talk about what she will bring to the table here just in terms of scoring, rebounding, blocks. I mean, she averages a double-double plus 5 blocks a game. It's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, I've had the privilege of working with Julie over the last 3 years, in specific with her position being one of the bigs. And, you know, what's happened recently is with the insertion of Sammy to the starting lineup is that it's allowed Julie to be more free and use that athleticism a little bit more, catching the ball at the foul line, taking it to the hoop, or even shooting outside shots. She's hit a couple three-pointers over the probably the last number of games, and it's definitely an inside-outside game. They like to isolate her on the wing and let her take one-on-one opportunities when it's against man, but I really don't see BG playing much man today. You know, with Julie, like you said, she last game against Little Falls on Saturday, she had 20 points, 10 rebounds, and or maybe more than 10 rebounds and 5 blocks. But the person next to her, Sam Wehner, is also getting 12 rebounds and 5 blocks in her own right.
Right.
So, you know, the scoring is coming from everybody. And what's actually been interesting with the Cooperstown side on the balance of scoring, this week, on Saturday, Maggie Sherman scored 26 points. The game before that, you had Megan Perino score probably 14. Kate Trossett's had some huge games. Piper Siemens had some huge games. And then there's even one game where Maya Murdoch, who comes off the bench, had 6 three-pointers in the game. So there's definitely some offensive power, on the team, and it'll be interesting to see who steps up today.
What I've also found interesting is not only, as you said, both teams have great balance, it seemed like both teams got off to a bit of a slow start. You know, I know Cooperstown had some early losses. They've avenged those losses since then to Holland Patton and Little Falls. And BG lost a tough one to Delhi early in the year. It seems like coming into tonight's game, something will have to give because both seem red hot coming in. We saw BG last week. They looked fantastic. They're getting scoring from everywhere, inside and out. And, I mean, Cooperstown, as you said, coming off wins over Little Falls and McKeel Christian, who was the number three team in the state. So it's like, what's going to happen here tonight?
Absolutely. If you actually look at their schedule, Cooperstown played earlier in this year Cambridge, who's number two currently in the state, lost early, and Julie Ford, who had was in a car accident early in the year, missed the first couple games, and so she wasn't on the floor very much for that. They lost. They started out 0-3, losing to Little Falls and Holland Patton, and Julie wasn't on the court for either of those. The fact that she's come back, and she's come back with a vengeance, has been huge for the team. You know, she was rusty for quite a while there, but it's very unusual for a team to play the number one, number two, and number three teams in the state all in one season.
Yeah.
And this is all, we're not even through January, and they've already played that. Not to mention, they also played Utica Notre Dame, who is one of the better Class B schools as well.
I tell you, when the rankings come out this week, if Cooperstown's not in there, somebody's going to have to get a phone call because they certainly deserve to be in there. We're going to take a quick break. It's the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. We'll pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups. When we come back, a great girls game here tonight, folks, in Bainbridge. The BG Lady Bobcats hosting Cooperstown. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle to get you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit chambersohara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at chambersohara.com.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Morabito Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Morabito at 1-855-MORABITO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull and Matt Hazard with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com, as we get you set for the Cooperstown girls taking on Bainbridge Guilford in a great non-league showdown tonight. Let's do our starting lineups first for Cooperstown. They're in the road orange uniforms with the black and the white trim. Says Cooperstown in white lettering across the front of the uniform for head coach Mike Niles. They will have senior number one, Julie Ford. Senior number four, Maggie Sherman. Senior number 11, Megan Perino. Junior number 12, Kate Trossett. And senior number 32, Sam Wayner. On the other side for longtime BG head coach Bob Conway, he will start with senior number 5, Jillian Canestra, junior number 11, Abigail Selfridge, freshman number 12, Erica Selfridge, junior number 23, Corey Burton, and senior number 25, Megan Palmateer. BG is in the home white uniforms with the navy blue trim, and it says Bobcats in navy blue lettering across the front of the uniform. And Matt, hostile environment here at BG. Some keys for Cooperstown maybe to settle in over the first couple of minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think it's going to be interesting to see how they come out, whether they show a little pressure. When you look at these two teams, you wonder what kind of nerves are here when you talk about
exactly. This
game having been for the last couple of years being talked about. This is definitely a powerhouse type of game, and you can feel the energy in the gym for sure. And so it'll be interesting to see how they look. Cooperstown's roster is a lot bigger than BG, both in numbers and just in size and looking at them, but it'll be interesting to see the balance.
Set to be a great contest here tonight. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. BG will go right to left on your radio dial, and Cooperstown left to right. We'll get set to go. Both these teams, from what I know, love man-to-man, so I'm interested to see if there's any other wrinkles that are thrown in tonight.
Yeah, I really, like I said before, I can't picture BG playing man against Cooperstown, but I can picture them throwing a 1-3-1 or a 3-2 out there and seeing what they have. But, you know, something else that's interesting about this is the refs are doing double duty. They did the JV game, and it'll be always interesting when they carry over how that plays out and how they tried to call, because watching the JV game, they called it a little bit tight, and I think this is going to be a more physical game.
I do know that both these coaches, they have gone to the other team's game. They've scouted. They've done their homework. So now it's time to decide it on the floor. It'll be Abby Selfridge jumping it up for Bainbridge-Guilford and Julie Ford for Cooperstown. Student section is active as usual here tonight at BG. A great crowd traveling down from Cooperstown as well. And we're underway. BG will win the opening tip. Just getting enough of a fingertip on it was Abby Selfridge. And here come the Bobcats. Corey Thornton for three. Got it on the right side. And Corey Thornton opens things up for the Bobcats. And it's 3-0.
Yeah, an interesting change here is that Piper Seaman actually ended up starting number 20 as opposed to Sam Wehner, 32. So Cooperstown's actually going small, I think, to try to match up with Bainbridge. Not utilizing that size, per se.
Here's Trossett with a step in from the foul line, and Kate Trossett makes it 3-2 with 30 seconds in.
Yeah, if Trossett starts hitting those mid-range jumpers, it's going to be a long night because she can definitely get to the rim as well. So she's definitely a key player of the point guard for Cooperstown.
Man-to-man defense for Cooperstown as we expected. Here's Erica Selfridge, the freshman, from the foul line. The shot is way short, and a rebound for Maggie Sherman. Cooperstown back up the floor, again going left to right. Sherman left side, spin move in the paint. The jumper is short, rebound loose on the floor, and we'll have a whistle underneath with 7:05 to go in the first quarter. A 3-2 lead here for BG over Cooperstown, and a foul underneath looks like on Piper Seaman.
Yeah, it looks like Cooperstown's trying to isolate the point guard and whoever's bringing the ball up. Cooperstown has a unique situation where Sherman and Trossa can both handle the ball, and they're trying to set high screens.
Palmateer on the left side of the floor as BG tries to settle in an early 3-2 lead. Here's Abby Selfridge at the top of the key. Now finds Palmateer. Pump fakes on Ford. Takes her down low. Tries a little reverse. It's no good. Selfridge is there. Scoops it up and puts it in. And it's BG 5 and Cooperstown 2.
Yeah, Cooperstown's got to try to make sure that they're covering that weak side board.
6:35 to go in the first quarter. Here is Seaman in the paint. Tried to go from right to left. It was kicked out of bounds by Erica Selfridge. And again, our score, BG 5, Cooperstown 2 in the early going.
Yeah, I'm surprised BG's actually going man, even out of bounds here.
And Piper Seaman will inbound it, finds Julie Ford in the paint, takes it strong to the rim, up and in for Julie Ford, and that's what she does so well, and it's 5-4.
Yeah, that was a great move by Julie. She was no hesitation, one dribble right to the rim.
6:25 to go in the opening quarter here tonight on WCDO. We're glad to have you along. Top of the key for Erica Selfridge, now finding Corey Thornton. Cooperstown in the man-to-man as they find Jill Canestra at the top of the key with 15 on the shot clock. BG setting it up, trying to work it inside. Not a lot of options there. They go back left side, Abby Selfridge to the foul line. Back out, Corey Thornton. Pump fakes, goes Palmateer. 5 on the shot clock, takes it to the rim, tosses it up, left it short. And I think the presence of Ford was felt there. On an outlet pass, Selfridge trying to steal it away. It's lost in the corner. Both teams wrestling and scrambling. And Cooperstown will call a timeout with 5:53 to go in the first quarter. We'll step away with the score BG 5 Cooperstown 4. We'll be right back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Out of the timeout, Cooperstown with the ball in front of their own bench. A quick move up the court. They find Kate Trostet, who puts it up and in. Boy, and they broke the press to perfection there. It's Cooperstown 6, BG 5.
Yeah, that's one thing that Cooperstown might have an advantage for is the speed. Kate Trostet, there's nobody on this court that can match the speed that she has. But Paul Mateer for BG is definitely giving them some problems, given taking baseline the last couple possessions.
5.5 to go, first quarter, 6-5. Cooperstown on top as BG has the ball with 10 on the shot clock. They're on the right wing side. They try to go to the interior for Paul Mateer. She bulls her way down low, kicks one out. Abby Selfridge in the corner for three, and it's a long two. Foot was on the line there for Selfridge. She has four, and BG leads 7-6. Ford will dribble it back up the floor, and that's an advantage there for Cooperstown, having your big being able to handle the ball. They go down low for Perino, and she's fouled.
No, you mentioned that, right. And when Julie decides, over probably the last two or three years, she's definitely in her AAU work, and like you said before, going to University of Albany, they're looking at her as not being a five. So they're making sure that she's working on her ball handling skills for sure.
Perino to the line. First one hits the rim twice and then falls out. 5:05 to go in the first quarter. BG 7, Cooperstown 6, and this is the start I was hoping for. It's great.
Absolutely. Perino is probably the best pure shooter for Cooperstown. The form is pretty much exactly what you're looking for in girls' high school basketball. And she's definitely streaky, so we'll see if she gets going tonight.
Hits the second shot, and we're tied up 7-7 here early in the first quarter. 4:55 to go in this first frame. BG goes down low. Selfridge is stripped, and Maggie Sherman comes away. Sherman to the left side, sets up the offense, finds Julie Ford in the corner to a cutting Piper Seaman, who finishes it off with the left hand, and it's Cooperstown 9-7.
Yeah, Julie Ford having an impact in multiple ways right now, not only being able to break the press, but she's only got one basket of the 9 points, but she's also got maybe three assists already.
9-7, the Hawkeyes on top of the Bobcats with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. BG going right to left, left side baseline to the left low block for Jill Canestra. Back out, Paul Mateer, pump fakes. Into the paint, tries to take it right to the rim, up and in for Megan Palmateer.
That's a great take. What you have to do is you have to go after the big girl. You have to go after Julie Ford, and you've got to try to get her in foul trouble, and Palmateer is definitely not scared of number one, that's for sure.
Cooperstown with the ball. The orange uniforms with the black and the white trim tonight. 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter, and we're tied 9-9.
Yep. Both teams seem to run a similar man-to-man set.
Ford from the top of the key buries it from downtown, and I think that just put everybody in Bainbridge in awe. It's Cooperstown 12-9.
Yeah, that's exactly what we talked about before the game. The ability to be able to go inside, outside, that's what's kind of separating her from everybody else on the court.
Palmateer now finds Corey Thornton for a long two ball, rattles out, Selfridge with a rebound. She always seems to be in the right place. And goes back out for Thornton. Wants another three ball. Dials it up. Left it short. Hit the rim twice. Wouldn't go down. Canestra on the land of the trees with a rebound. Tried to knock it out to the left wing side. It was kicked out of bounds. Last touch by the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, Cooperstown actually very fortunate on that last three-pointer. Sherman kind of ran through the shooter, but no call at the top of the key.
Underneath, this will be Bainbridge Guilford finding Palmateer on a backdoor cut. She lays it up and in. Cooperstown 12 and BG 11.
That was a great out-of-bounds set. One problem that has been for Cooperstown this year has been the out-of-bounds defense underneath, and they've definitely took advantage of that time.
Cooperstown tries to go inside to Ford. She lost the handle, gets it back, goes baseline, tries to lay it up and in. Ran out of room, though, and it was short. BG comes up with a rebound. Here comes Selfridge back up the floor.
It's interesting. This game has actually been a little bit more high-scoring than I thought it would be. It's 12-11 right now with 3 minutes left. I actually expected a bigger defensive battle, but both offenses seem to be a little bit proficient today.
Selfridge connection here as Abby finds Erica and the freshman on the left side on the baseline, buries it, and it's BG 13, Cooperstown 12. Cooperstown with the basketball left side. Top of the key for Kate Trossett. Gets into the paint, tosses up a floater. The bank is open. She puts it home. And Kate Trossett with an early 6 points. Cooperstown leads 14-13.
Yeah, Kate's key to this game. If she can catch fire, it's going to be very tough because she can definitely penetrate. And if she gets that outside game going, it will be very fortunate for Cooperstown.
BG with the basketball, 15 on the shot clock. They're in the front court. They go right side for Corey Thornton, guarded by Maggie Sherman. They hand one off for Selfridge. Back out Thornton, left side, long two, rattled out. And a rebound here for Piper Seaman. He windexes the glass. Ahead for Sherman on the right side. Sherman finds Perino back door, and she's fouled by Erica Selfridge with a minute 55 to go in the first quarter. Cooperstown 14, BG 13.
BG has definitely scouted out Cooperstown. They've definitely gone to a couple games. They're sending two people at Julie Ford when the ball goes up, trying to get position on her for the rebound.
Perino to the line, and the first shot rattles out. That's what I love about both these coaches, and that's kind of the game within the game tonight. I know they both get out there and do their homework and want to see the moves that they'll make. Make it a frustrating night for one another.
Yeah, there's a lot of experience on those sidelines that can definitely help both teams. 0 for 2 for Perino at the line.
So it's Cooperstown 14, BG 13 with a minute 45 to go first quarter. Bobcats with the ball, right side for Megan Palmateer. Three-point line extended, pump fake to the line, and they'll get a little touch foul here, I believe, on Ford, and that's a tough one for Cooperstown. Didn't really see it there, but the whistle comes from the Zebra Crew.
Yeah, that's a surprise one. Maya Murdoch's entering the game now for Maggie Sherman. With everything that we've seen on the court so far, that seemed to be quite a touch foul.
Minute 40 to go in the first quarter. Cooperstown ahead by a point, 14-13. Abby Selfridge on the right side. Cooperstown still sitting in man-to-man. Selfridge directing traffic at the top of the key. Finding Palmateer. Left side. Palmateer looking for cutters. No options, though. Really sealed off on the inside. 15 on the shot clock. Right side, Abby Selfridge. Finding Corey Thornton on the left side. She gets a little daylight. Kicks a corner. Left side for Palmateer, who takes it to the bucket. Her jumper is short, and Piper Seaman with another rebound. Ahead for Kate Trossett, who puts on the brakes and wants to slow it down just a little, it looks like, for Cooperstown. She'll find Piper Seaman straight away outside the three-point line. Now back for Perino. Perino dribble drive to the left, low block, can't get it to go. Ford is there to scoop it up, gets the rebound and the foul for Julie Ford.
Yeah, you know, an interesting thing here with Coach Niles inserting Maya Murdoch, it's actually opened up the field a little bit more. She will hang out by the three-point line the entire game, and she's got definitely a great basketball IQ, and it's allowing them to get some dribble penetration that will be able to get them to the rim, which frees it up for Julie and the other bigs.
Ford to the line. It won't go. And a rebound for Abigail Selfridge with 55 seconds to go in the first quarter. Scoopers down 16 and BG 13. Selfridge to the line finds Macy Leisure, the sophomore in the game. As BG only carries eight players who dress at the moment on the roster. So Cooper's down certainly a little deeper, but BG does like to use the bench. Left side for Selfridge, 40 seconds to go, first quarter. Five on the shot clock. Selfridge all the way to the hoop, almost gets it to go. Rebound for Leisure, she can't put it home, and then Julie Ford steals it, and an outlet pass for Kate Trossett. Trossett with 28 seconds, tries to take it down the floor, blocked by Thornton. It's a hot potato, and BG comes away with it, still on the floor. Palmateer holding on to it, and they'll call a timeout. Boy, both teams wrestling and scrambling for it, and finally, the Bobcats call timeout. Cooperstown 16. BG 13, 20 seconds to go in the first quarter, and we'll be right back.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull and Matt Hazard with you tonight on WCDO. So glad to have Matt along, assistant coach with the boys program, basketball for Cooperstown, baseball assistant coach, and you spent a lot of time with the girls the last few years, including that state championship run in 2015.
Yep.
So
big change here was that Julie Ford, Sam Wainer's come in for Julie Ford, trying to save her from getting the second foul here late in the first.
5 seconds to go. Palmateer down low finds Abby Selfridge in the paint. The jumper goes. As time expires, end of the first quarter. It's Cooperstown 16, BG 15. We'll break it down when we come back. This is the ball game we expected, folks. Don't turn that dial. You're listening to Live Girls High School Hoops tonight on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second quarter. Tonight in Bainbridge, the Cooperstown girls leading Bainbridge-Guilford 16-15. Cooperstown with the ball. They'll find Julie Ford left wing side as they go left to right. Ford back in the ball game. 15 on the shot clock. They go back to Kate Trossett.
Yeah, this is our first look at both Wehner and Ford in the game at the same time and what Cooperstown does with it.
Here's Trossett, a straightaway jumper from the foul line. It's off the mark, and Canestro with another rebound for the Bobcats. Been impressed with her. She's gotten a couple, and she's one of the shorter players on the floor. BG back down the floor, right side. Selfridge muscles it up and in. She's got 8 points, and BG retakes the lead 17-16 early in the second quarter.
That's another situation. They went right after Ford, and now that she's got one foul on that questionable call, it changes everything of how she's going to play defense the rest of this quarter.
Ford to the left side. 7 points in the first quarter. Wants another three ball. This one is too strong. Macy Lizer with a rebound for BG, and an outlet pass to Canestra. 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's the Bobcats ahead by a point, 17-16. Selfridge, right side of the floor, finds Palmateer at the left elbow. Palmateer with the jumper. This one is no good, and a rebound for Ford. And back up the floor for Kate Trossett on the left side for Cooperstown. Trossett stops for a long 20-footer. It's short. Ford is there, picks it up. She's fouled and puts it home. Julie Ford with 9 points, and she'll go to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Yeah, what you're seeing right now, too, is that Cooperstown's trying to put a little bit more pressure on the ball. Kate Trossett's right up in the grill of Thornton, and the other guards are trying to pressure, too. Now Sam Wehner and Kate Trossett both come out of the game.
And to the line here for Julie Ford, and I haven't seen Cooperstown really since the early part of the season as she rattles this one home, and you know, that was right after a car accident. So glad she's okay. And this is the Julie I'm used to seeing here. This is she's playing great.
Yeah, this has been an impressive first half, actually first 10 minutes here for Julie Ford. If she can keep this up, it's going to be tough for Bainbridge.
Across the half-court timeline, Canestra finds Palmateer at the foul line. It's a two-point lead for Cooperstown, 19-17. Palmateer in the paint. Kicks one out for Canestra. 15 on the shot clock. Fires up a three. No good. Out of bounds. And it's going to go back to the Lady Hawkeyes as both teams were fighting for it on the baseline. Last touched by the Bobcats.
And Cooperstown will settle for those outside shots the whole game. They definitely don't. It seems like PG definitely wants to get to the rim.
Sherman into the lane. And they'll say she traveled as she tried a little 180. Got the shot to go, too, which was impressive on a little baby hook. But the traveling violation gives it back to Bainbridge-Guilford. 19-17, the Hawkeyes on top of the Bobcats.
Lauren Vibbard coming in. She's definitely small in stature, maybe stands 5 feet. But if you want to talk aggression on the defensive end, this might be the girl. And she's going to be up in Selfridge's grill this rest of the half.
And you can see it already here as Selfridge gets the ball on the right side. Erica, that is, goes down low on the right low block for Palmateer. Back out for Canestra. Straightaway three. This one is short. Hit the rim twice. And Vibbard with a rebound. She immediately gets double-teamed but dribbles nicely out of it. And ahead for Cooperstown, they look to move.
Yeah, actually surprised to see Sherman try to double down on Julie Ford's person.
Here's Piper Seaman with a cut from right to left. Couldn't finish the left-handed layup, and another rebound for BG with 5:40 to go in the second quarter. Still a two-point game. Cooperstown leads 19-17. Left side of the floor for Canestra. Picks up her dribble, finds Lizer at the top of the key, closely guarded. Lizer with a dribble drive, now finds Palmateer. 12 on the shot clock, into the corner for Canestra. This defense is right in their face. Back to Palmateer, pump fakes, gets in the lane. 5 on the shot clock, out for Macy Lizer. The jumper, was halfway down, came out. BG gets a fresh shot clock, though, as Canestra pulls down another rebound.
Yeah, Cooperstown's definitely small on the court right now with Sherman and Bibbard up on the top. It's actually a size advantage for BG, which we didn't think we'd see coming into this game for sure.
Palmateer left side gets around Ford with the reverse layup. Can't get it to go, and Ford with a big rebound.
That was an impressive move, though. She can finish that.
Ford back up the floor, tries a floater from the right side. It's off the mark, and Selfridge, Erica, brings it down. Selfridge crosses the Bobcat logo, going right to left at midcourt with 4:40 to go in the second quarter. It's 19-17, Cooperstown on top of Bainbridge-Guilford.
Big difference in this game right now is that Bainbridge is playing a much more methodical game than Cooperstown. Cooperstown's definitely more run and gunner at this point.
Palmateer with a 15-footer on the right side, bangs it home, and we're tied up at 19. Ford down the floor, and a charge is taken by Megan Palmateer, and that'll be the second on Julie Ford.
That's a huge call, huge foul. It definitely was a charge. There's no question about it, but that was a definite big move. With 4:22 left, Cooperstown's going to have to play without Julie Ford, who's definitely had an impact, and as we talked about.
And so Palmateer plants her feet, takes the charge, and that was a big one. And we'll see how this happens now with 4:15 to go in the second quarter. We're tied at 19.
Yeah, we'll see if Coach Niles ends up going offense, defense.
Palmateer from the foul line gets down to the right low block, puts it up and in, and it's 21-19 with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. BG retakes the lead.
Yeah, this is my first time ever seeing BG, and I'll tell you what, Palmateer is an impressive player.
Maggie Sherman for a long two from the left side, puts it home, actually her first basket of the evening, and we're tied back up 21-21 with 3:45 to go in the second quarter. Canister gets into the paint, finds Palmateer at the right elbow. Back out for Erica Selfridge, the freshman in the paint. Tries to tap one off to the left side. Canister is able to chase down a loose ball with 3.5 to go. Second quarter, 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Wayner closely guarding Palmateer. Takes it right to the rim, puts it up and in. Palmateer with 10 points into double figures, and BG ahead 23-21.
Yeah, when you take Julie Ford out of the game, there's no way that Sam Wayner's going to be able to stay with Palmateer. Palmateer is a mismatch problem, and it looks like Piper Seaman might be coming back in just to take care of that.
Ball loose on the floor for Cooperstown. It's going to be a jump ball as they brought it into the front court. Possession arrow is going to go back to BG, and Perino and Piper Seaman will come back in. Wayner to the bench and Vibbert as well.
Yeah, BG's taking the lead here. Definitely taking advantage of Julie Ford being off the court. Two consecutive baskets, both at the rim. Nothing that Cooperstown could do about it. So now Cooperstown's gone real small. Four guards and Piper Seaman, who really plays a three normally.
We're under 2 minutes to go in the second, or the 3 minutes to go, excuse me, in the second quarter now. A steal at midcourt, kind of a combo between Sherman and Trossett. Trossett with the ball. Good move into the paint. The floater, the kiss is too strong. Rebound to Trossett, though. She keeps it alive. Back out. Sherman, the jumper, splash. Maggie Sherman with 4 points, and we're knotted up, 23-23.
There's no second guessing in Maggie Sherman's shot. When she makes a commitment that she's going to shoot, she definitely pulls the trigger.
Here's Selfridge. The freshman pulls up, left it way short, rebound for Canestra. Back for Palmateer in the paint. Now out at the left elbow for Macy Lizer, who puts it in. And it's BG 25, Cooperstown 23, 2:15 to go in the second quarter. Here's Piper Seaman, stops, pops, the jumper from the right side is off the mark. Perino with a big-time rebound. Back out. Cooperstown will fire one up with Maya Murdoch, and that's off the mark, and BG with a rebound.
Yeah, Palmateer is probably having the biggest impact on this game right now. What she did last time was she put the ball on the floor, and now you're seeing Cooperstown send two players to try to defend her, which is leaving somebody else open.
Bainbridge-Guilford with the ball as they go right to left. 15 on the shot clock. 1:45 to go, second quarter. BG ahead by two. Palmateer backs her way down low. The baby hook is in. Palmateer with 12 points and BG a 4-point lead, 27-23.
Coach Niles might have to look at going zone here. They might not have the players on the court right now to be able to play man. Great athletes out here, but Palmateer is just thick and strong.
1:25 to go in the second quarter. Palmateer and Seaman hit the deck. Ball is tossed up there by Trossett. Won't go down, and a rebound for BG. Here's Canestra to the right side. Now finding Erica Selfridge late here in the second quarter as we come up on a minute to go. BG by four. Palmatier finds Canestra again. 15 on the shot clock. Selfridge, a dribble drive around Perino, but good defense by Perino. Selfridge with the shot. It was short, and then a foul against BG on the rebound.
Yeah, these guards can definitely guard the ball, but BG is taking everything to the basket. There's only been a couple shots that have come from the outside, and they're probably shooting about 40% from those. But if they continue getting to the rim, Cooperstown might be outsized here with these four guards.
50 seconds to go in the second quarter. It's 27-23. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Cooperstown. Big possession here for the Hawkeyes. Maybe they can close the gap here before the half. And now a steal by BG, ahead for Canestra. She's a little too strong there with that running jumper. Sherman with a rebound, tries a long outlet pass ahead. It's stolen away by Zamira Caldwell, but then Sherman will take it right back. Sherman in the paint. The jumper is short. Palmatier with a rebound. And finally, things will settle down here with 20 seconds to go in the second quarter.
Yeah, the last 2 minutes has definitely been very helter-skelter. Both teams are going to settle down here, and I'm guessing BG is going to send to save it for the last shot.
12 seconds to go. Shot clock is off. Canestra finds Zamira Caldwell, who checked in. They try to go inside to Palmatier, and I think they'll get Piper Seaman for a reach-in here.
Yeah, that, you know what? That's not a bad foul, though. 7.7 left on the clock. It's only the second foul of the quarter. It's not a bad strategy just to make sure that Palmatier can't back you down, because she's shown that that's a very effective move tonight.
7.7 seconds to go before the halftime break. And this will be Canestra for BG underneath her own bucket. Finds Abby Selfridge, who's back in the game. Takes it to the paint. Pump fakes. Tosses it up. It's fouled. Shot is short. And with 3.4, she'll go to the line. So Abby Selfridge with 8 points for BG. Looking to add to it here as the Bobcats lead the Lady Hawkeyes 27-23. It's been a great first half. Hopefully, if you're in the area, maybe you can even swing in for the second. It's worth it, folks.
Yeah, you know, the last 3 minutes of the game has definitely been all Bainbridge. But they haven't been able to really pull away. It's only 28-23. Even if she makes this possibly a six-point lead going into halftime, nothing that Cooperstown can't overcome.
Selfridge goes 2 for 2. She's got 10 points. Again, this game is going to go down to the final whistle. It certainly has that feel. So a six-point lead here for BG. Let's see if Cooperstown can maybe get a shot off here before the end of the half. They won't get one. And our halftime score is 29-23. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Cooperstown. Fans are on their feet. This is some great Class C high school basketball. We'll be back with our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. Again, our halftime score, the BG girls on top of Cooperstown, 29-23. For Matt Hazard, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Morabito Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Morabito at 1-855-MORABITO.
Attention young adults, are you looking to take the next step in your life? Are you interested in serving your community and your country? The U.S. Air Force could be your answer. For a no-pressure interview, please contact Technical Sergeant Mark Baldenegro in Oneonta. His office is in the Clinton Plaza on Main Street. Please call for an appointment today. 432-6780. That's 432-6780. See what the U.S. Air Force can do for you. Not sure about enlisting? Talk to Sergeant Mark about community service opportunities in our area to get a feel for what the Air Force team is all about. Aim high with the U.S. Air Force. For a local, no pressure interview, call 432-6780. That's 432-6780.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers & O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers & O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. We're live from BG tonight. Nate Lowell and Matt Hazard with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. Time now for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, of course, brought to you by Marabito. Remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Marabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Before we break this one down, let's go through our scoring summary in the first half. First for Cooperstown, 10 points for Julie Ford, 6 for Kate Trossett, 4 for Maggie Sherman, 2 for Piper Seaman, and 1 for Megan Perino. On the other side for BG, 2 players in double figures, 12 for Megan Palmatier, 10 for Abby Selfridge, 3 for Corey Thornton, 2 apiece for Macy Leisure and Erica Selfridge. So, Matt, your thoughts on a great first half, but you know, we were just saying off the air that when Julie Ford went out, it did make a big difference with those two fouls.
Oh, it definitely did. It changed everything. Palmatier is a tough one because Julie Ford can actually stick with her from an athleticism standpoint, and she can't back her down. But if Julie's out of the game and they have to put somebody like Wayner on her, she seems to be able to go right by her, and if Piper Seaman's on her, she can back her down. So it's kind of a mismatch. Ford's the perfect one for her. However, when Julie left, with probably 4 minutes left in the first half, Cooperstown maybe had one basket. It was definitely a changer. But I think on BG's side, Palmatier has been easily the most impressive, and she seems to be impacting both sides of the floor.
And we were also talking during the break that that's probably the best I've seen Megan Palmatier, the best half I've seen her have this year. I mean, she's a great athlete. And she's a 1,000-point scorer, but there are some nights where she'll be very quiet. In the game we did earlier, must have been 2 weeks ago, she just would have an average night, 4 or 6 points, something like that. But then once in a while, she'll come out of nowhere and have one of these big-time games.
Yeah, you know, what's really interesting is watching Cooperstown here. They've stuck to man-to-man the whole time, and I'll be interested to see if they come zone. But now that Julie has 3 fouls to play with in the second half, I could picture him coming back out man and just starting with her out here. Cooperstown was out of the locker room very quick, so no surprise there that they're just out here warming up. But, you know, it's all about adjustments. It's a big chess match, and when you have two coaches that have the experience that these two do, you know, they know what they're doing. And it will be interesting to see how they adjust for both sides, one for Julie Ford for Cooperstown and Palmatier for Bainbridge, because nobody else really seems to be doing much other than Kate Trossett has gotten loose a couple times. And her, I believe she has 6 points in the first half. They all came within the first 4 minutes of the game, and she needs to make herself a bigger impact, I think, in the second half.
It's so exciting to have a game like this because it is non-league. At the end of the day, you know, it's not for anything specific, but such a great thing for both these teams to be in this environment tonight. The fans are into it. Both teams have a lot of support here, and just has to be good for when we are in sectionals in a couple of weeks, just being in that hostile atmosphere.
Well, we talked about it earlier, but Cooperstown, this game means a lot more to Cooperstown than Bainbridge. And the reason I say that is Cooperstown walks in this game with 4 losses. And how Section 3 sectionals work is that they go by overall record and then they go by league. They're undefeated in league, but their tough non-league schedule with, as we talked about, number two, Bainbridge, Notre Dame, and they had a couple losses early in the year when Julie Ford was gone. You know, that could be the difference between them hosting two sectional games or having to go on a two-hour bus ride to a powerhouse such as Thousand Island or Syracuse Academy of Science. If they were to win this game, I truly think that they will get two home games, which is huge for them to play at home as opposed to having to go on the road.
I mean, and especially, I mean, Section 4, we often think that our trips are long where, you know, the girls might have to go to a Watkins Glen or an Elmira Notre Dame or something along those lines, but some of your trips are extremely long in Section 3.
Yeah, so if you, Thousand Island, who actually represented Section 3 last year in sectionals, that's a 2.5-hour bus ride.
Yeah.
And maybe actually closer to 3 hours on a bus. Cooperstown is the furthest south school in Section 3 by a good 35 minutes. And so, you know, so we're kind of in the middle of everywhere where it would be a long trip even if they were to come to Section 4. If this was a league game here, this would be over an hour for a league game.
Sure.
And Bainbridge, if they were to play Section 4, I mean, if Cooperstown was to play Section 4, that would be their league.
We were just talking about this recently. The Delhi girls went out and played Southern Cayuga, who's also a Class D team. And, you know, SC usually has to end up coming down to Suco for the Class D semifinals. In Section 4, and that's a heck of a ride. That's probably from Delhi 2.5-3 hours, and it's just amazing how big these sections are when you break it down and how important those home games can be where you're sleeping in your own bed and just not having to be on the bus all night like that. It's certainly hard.
Well, absolutely, and you know, when you've played in the last 7 days, McKeel Christian, who was number 3, and right before they played McKeel, they actually played Holland Patton, who was a tough, I believe 10-6 team right now, maybe 9-7, but Class B, and the Cooperstown lost to them in a heartbreaker early in the year, the second game of the season, and now, and then also Little Falls. They came off for an emotional win. Little Falls is Cooperstown's biggest rival,
sure,
and they beat them by 20 points, and they looked amazing, and it's not, they definitely have not had a setback here tonight.
No.
Bainbridge is good. And there's no doubt about that. And I think if all of us would be happy to see this game again come March, because that means both teams have won sectionals.
I would love it.
Yeah, and it'd be great to see that up in Syracuse.
We're going to take one quick break. The third quarter is coming up. Our halftime score, 29-23. BG on top of Cooperstown. It's our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll step away for 30 seconds and be right back on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Nate Lull and Matt Hazard with you tonight on WCDO. As we will start the second half, Cooperstown will have the basketball. They will go right to left on your radio dial. They're in the orange uniforms with the white and the black trim. BG tonight in the all whites with the navy blue trim. And we're back underway. Cooperstown with a 6-point lead, or a 6-point deficit, facing them here to start the second half, and Julie Ford is back in, and a steal by BG to start the second half as Selfridge tipped one away. Here is Canestra on the right side of the floor, lost control of it, has to chase it into the backcourt. It was tipped by Sherman. It'll keep the possession alive with 20 to go on the shot clock.
That's funny hearing the name Canestra back when I was playing at Cooperstown High School 15, 17 years ago. I played with a kid named Canestra.
Oh,
and,
there you go.
Yeah, so it's a little interesting hearing that name.
Here's Palmateer, tried to step back for a long three. It's off the mark, and Macy Leisure is there for a rebound. Canestra, there she is, right side, too strong, off the back of the rim, and a rebound by Julie Ford as she ripped it down.
This is what Bainbridge has been doing. They've been very efficient. They take 20 seconds off the shot clock, and then they've been firing their guards at the boards, and they've been able to get second-chance opportunities.
Maggie Sherman in the corner. That one is too strong, and a rebound for Abby Selfridge. And that's kind of the BG blueprint, is sometimes they are just a well-oiled, very fundamentally sound machine as they're trying to hold on to this six-point lead right now against Cooperstown with 6:45 to go third quarter.
Yeah, they don't take. They're very disciplined. They don't take any bad shots.
There's Selfridge. Abby, that is, with a turnaround shot. Too strong. Hit the rim twice, and Ford another rebound, and she'll work it up the floor. Ford at the top of the key. Ford holding on to it now into the paint. Stops, pops, little turnaround shot, gets it to go. Julie Ford with 12 points. And it's 29-25.
Yeah, Palmateer really wasn't sure what she was going to do there. If she was going to pop it from the outside or if she was going to try to take her underneath. Abby, Julie generally will try to hit floaters.
Abby Selfridge takes it to the rim, misses a wide-open layup, gets her own rebound, and puts in a very difficult shot to make it 31-25. Missed the easy one, made the hard one. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. BG ahead by six. Cooperstown trying to chip away here on the road in this non-league matchup. Ford finds Piper Seaman at the top of the key. Seaman will leave one off here for Perino. Perino back for Maggie Sherman.
I think Perino needs to make herself more of an offensive threat this half. She's got the ability to turn a game around by coming around some screens and being able to hit some daggers.
BG picks off a pass as they tried to go backdoor for Kate Trossett. They get it back. Palmateer down low, and I think that was deflected there by Julie Ford. And off to the track meet they go. Perino from Piper Sherman can't finish. Rebound from Piper Seaman, and she puts it in.
You know, the last offensive possession for BG, there was definitely the presence of Ford that just changed the shot. Palmateer, who in the first half was able to go right by somebody, she wasn't able to go by her, and Julie just got an arm up, and the shot didn't even get to the rim.
So Seaman was fouled on that. She made the bucket, and she makes the foul shot. So Piper Seaman with 5 points. It's BG 31. And Cooperstown 28 with 5:25 to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, it's really interesting because it's only a three-point game, but it actually feels probably more like a 7-8-point game. And this is definitely closer than it feels.
Macy Elijah with the basketball for Bainbridge Guilford. Goes to the right side, Palmateer. Long 20-footer, left it short. Another rebound here for Cooperstown, but it's stolen by Erica Selfridge. Back out for Corey Thornton. A long two is too strong. A rebound for Perino. She had a nice box out on Leisure and was able to sky up to get the ball. Quickly in transition. Here's Piper Seaman again. Off the glass, too strong. Ball is loose, and Erica Selfridge will scoop it up.
Watching Bainbridge last possession, they ran a flex cut, and there's definitely some very similar principles on offense for both teams.
4:45 to go in the third quarter. We'll step away with the score. BG 31, Cooperstown 28. Don't turn that dial, folks. We'll be right back on CDO.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. 4:45 to go, third quarter. 31-28 the score. And Erica Selfridge will get it out of the timeout for Bainbridge Guilford. She'll go for Macy Leisure on the left side, closely guarded here by Piper Seaman. Now for Canestra at the top of the key. Bounce pass for Erica Selfridge. Selfridge guarded by Perino. Now they go with eight on the shot clock to Palmateer. Palmateer dribbles into the paint, back out for Selfridge. Four on the shot clock. They're going to have to toss one up. Palmateer steps back, a long two is well short, and Julie Ford had everything to do with altering that shot.
Yeah, you know, Cooperstown actually couldn't ask for a better start to the second half. They've cut the score in half. It's 4 minutes left, and this is exactly what any coach would want. They'd want to make sure that they get it to a point.
And Cooperstown's going to take a timeout with 4:15 to go in the third quarter. We'll step away again. 31-28, BG is on top of Cooperstown. We'll be right back on CDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
4:15 to go in the third quarter. We're back underway. 31-28 the score. BG on top of Cooperstown, and now a foul down low. This will be on Palmateer, it looks like, for BG. She got tangled up there with Piper Seaman. That'll be the first foul on Megan Palmateer.
Yeah, you know, just to finish the thought of before that last timeout is, as a coach, you want to try to cut it in half. You want to try to win that third quarter if you're down. You know, you just want to be keep it in a manageable situation. You just don't want anything to get away from you. I'm sure that was the message that Coach Niles gave.
Here is Piper Seaman on the inbounds play. The baby hook is no good. Gets her own rebound, follows her shot, and finishes it off.
Yeah, Piper Seaman, who was a transfer in to Cooperstown last year from Richfield Springs. She played there as an eighth grader. She's definitely had an impact on this program in the short 2 years. She is, with that hustle right there, that's an effort that she gives you all the time.
BG back down in the offensive end of the floor, and Macy Leiser is able to bury a quick jumper from the foul line, and it's 33-30, BG on top.
Yeah, once again, they doubled down on Julie Ford's person. I'm actually surprised by that, and left somebody at the foul line able to shoot that shot.
Here's Julie Ford, left side for three. It's off the mark, and a rebound for Jill Canister with 3:25 to go in the third.
Yeah, it's tough when Julie Ford shoots those outside shots when Sam Wehner isn't on the court. They definitely give off size on the offensive end.
Palmateer down low at the left low block, scoops up a rebound and puts it in. She's got 14 points. That's her first basket of the second half. It's 35-30 with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. BG up by five.
What coach would not want Palmateer?
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
She's a workhorse for sure. 15 on the shot clock. Piper Seaman to the left side. Good-looking three ball. Left it a little short. And a rebound for Erica Selfridge.
This is a big possession here. Five-point game. If they could stretch it to seven, it could be a big momentum swing in this game.
Canistra to the top of the key, into the paint, lost control of it, gets it back. It went off the hands there of Piper Seaman. Now back out for Palmateer, and she's whistled for a travel with 2:35 to go in the third. It's BG ahead by five, 35-30.
Yeah, Ford fortunate that Palmateer shuffled her feet a little bit there because Ford went for the outside shot, and she was beat. But the turnover there gives the ball back to Cooperstown.
Well, Maggie Sherman in the backcourt as Cooperstown goes right to left. Left wing side for Piper Seaman. Back to Julie Ford, top of the key. For Sherman on the right side, down low for Piper Seaman. Left it short, had a good look at a layup but couldn't finish. So BG still leading by five, late third quarter. Corey Thornton steps in for a long three. It's off the mark and a rebound for Sherman. Came right to her. Sherman down the floor, dribbles out of harm's way in traffic. And now we'll pass to the left side for Perino. Perino into the paint, dribble drive, the hanging floater, gets her own rebound, muscles it up and in, and she'll go to the line looking for the three-point play.
Great effort by Perino there. That was all her. She penetrated through the middle, which as a coach, you never want to give up that middle. And she was able to put a shot up and then go get her own offensive rebound and put it back up. And she sure was excited after that make.
2 minutes to go in the third, and Perino to the line. And just rattles out, ball is loose, and Canistra will come away with it. Lost it for a second, out of bounds, and it's going to stay with the Hawkeyes with a minute 55 to go in the third and a three-point lead, 35-32. BG on top, and Cooperstown refuses to go away.
Yeah, as we were just talking about, a huge possession for BG. Now this is a huge possession for Cooperstown. They can cut it down to one, perhaps even tie the game.
Here's Maggie Sherman, top of the key. Dribble drive left side, looking to go all the way to the basket, tripped up. Ball's loose on the floor, jump ball. Possession arrow will give it to BG. Just unfortunate there for the Lady Hawkeyes.
Yeah, Sherman made a decision there that she was going to the hoop. Unfortunately, another player jumped at her, and she was able to lose the ball. Megan Perino now coming back in for Sherman for Cooperstown. I'm actually surprised neither team is pressed either.
Right.
Trying to push the action a little bit.
I thought for sure coming into tonight that we would see some different press wrinkles that each coach would throw in. Palmateer to the right side, finds Corey Thornton. As BG goes left to right here on offense, they go back to the right side. Interior pass down low for Leiser is batted out, but right into the hands of Palmateer. Back for Selfridge, straightaway three, no good. Palmateer the rebound and couldn't get it to go. Cooperstown with a long outlet pass, two on one if they hurry. Perino hanging in transition, puts it up and in. And Perino now with 5 points, and it's back to a one-point lead for BG, 35-34.
Julie Ford with a huge block, and then she outletted it half court to give them a two-on-one advantage, and Perino kept the ball.
Left side of the floor now for Corey Thornton. A minute to go here in the third quarter. They find Selfridge. Selfridge now to Palmateer, who only has 2 points so far in this third quarter. Palmateer, pump fakes, five on the shot clock, takes it to the rim, and she is fouled. And we'll head to the line, and boy, if that one's on Ford, and it is, that's her third, and that's a tough call. I don't know.
With everything you're seeing on this court,
right.
That is just a huge call. I mean, 46 seconds left in the half. It looks like Coach Niles is going to leave her on the court because they're going to be on offense after this. But, man, that's a tough one.
Palmateer to the line, and I think both sides could agree to that, that was maybe not the call.
But I'll tell you what, give Bainbridge credit. I mean, Palmateer keeps on going at Ford. If you get her off the court, it changes everything, as we saw in the first half. And there's so much respect on both sides of the court tonight for players and coaches.
Palmateer gets the second one to go, and it's 36-34, BG. Trossett will get across midcourt on the right side. Setting up the offense, 20 seconds left on the shot clock, 35 on the game clock. Trossett makes a move to the left side. BG student section making noise. Into the corner for Piper Seaman. Steps in, thought about a long two, didn't pull the trigger. Pulled up, picked up her dribble in a tough spot. It's out of bounds as she tried to get it back to Julie Ford, and it goes back to BG.
Yeah, smart play here. Mike Niles is bringing in Sam Wehner to come out for Julie Ford, trying to make sure she doesn't get that fourth one with 22 seconds left. Huge difference between that third and fourth foul.
BG 36, Cooperstown 34. Waning seconds of the third quarter. Crossing midcourt, Erica Selfridge finds Megan Palmateer. Palmateer left side to Abby Selfridge. 7 seconds to go. Palmateer into the paint, backs her way down. Tries to quickly pass one to Erica Selfridge. She didn't see it coming out of bounds. Back to Cooperstown with 2.4 seconds to go. Here in the third quarter. And Cooperstown, we'll see if they're able to get a shot off here. BG's going to bring a little full court pressure here just to make it difficult.
Smart move with 2 seconds left. It's going to be pretty impossible.
They'll get it into Ford. She might get a good look at it. Tosses it up well over the backboard. At the end of the third quarter, it is 36-34. BG on top of Cooperstown. Fourth quarter coming up on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter. Exactly what we expected. A tight ball game here. This girls' non-league showdown between BG and Cooperstown live from Bainbridge tonight. Nate Lowe and Matt Hazard with you. We'll take you the rest of the way. It's a 36-34 lead for the Bobcats over the Lady Hawkeyes of Cooperstown.
Yeah, and both teams actually in the position that they want to be. Bainbridge wanted a lead going in the fourth quarter, and Cooperstown wanted to be within striking distance, and both are.
BG with a steal, though. Go quickly in transition down the floor for Selfridge. Can't get the shot to go, and she was fouled by Perino, and another tough call there. It looked like she was in pretty good defensive position. But Selfridge will head to the line for the Bobcats. Abby Selfridge with 12 points for BG. They're led by 15 with Megan Palmateer on the other side. It's a game high, team high 12 for Julie Ford. Selfridge, first shot is good. Abby Selfridge with 13 now, and it's 37-34. Thanks for joining us tonight on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Always glad to have you along wherever you might be listening from. Selfridge, second shot is good. She's got 14 points.
So lead stretch out to four here. I mean, this is a big possession. Want to make sure you get a good shot.
Julie Ford, right side, a pass through the hands of Piper Seaman at the high post. Then BG comes away. Here's Canestra to the right side. Bounce pass for Selfridge. Selfridge looking for options. Finds Palmateer. BG with a four-point lead. Now here's Erica Selfridge. Backdoor cut for Canestra. Out to the left side for Abby Selfridge. In the paint, down low, Palmateer, the jumper, left it short. Rebound, Abby Selfridge puts it up. Gets her own rebound again in the paint. Turnaround shot is altered there by Ford. Somehow BG comes away with it again. Out front for Erica Selfridge. And the straightaway three from the freshman goes down. Big time shot for BG. They lead 41-34.
A humongous shot.
Here's Piper Seaman trying to answer. It's off the mark. And a rebound for BG.
Cooperstown's got to be careful here. This could start pulling it away. 7 points, 6.5 left on the clock.
Here's Abby Selfridge finding Palmateer. And that boy, that three ball by Erica Selfridge, the freshman, was huge on that last possession. 6:25 to go in the fourth. Into the corner now for Canestra. Spot up jumper is good. Canestra's first basket of the game. Cooperstown will call timeout with 6:18 to go in the fourth quarter. Fans on their feet. It's BG 43, Cooperstown 34. We'll be right back on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
6:18 to go fourth quarter. It's 43-34 BG on top of Cooperstown. Lady Hawkeyes with the ball.
In a game that we were talking about experience and all the history here, it's a freshman that has just changed this game. Selfridge, in the last 30 seconds, she had made a huge three and a huge assist.
Here's Julie Ford in the paint. Can't get the shot to go. Gets her own rebound. Ford zips one across and finds Megan Perino in the corner. A deep three. Left it short. Abby Selfridge with a rebound with 5:50 to go fourth quarter. BG leads Cooperstown 43-34. Selfridge directing traffic. And
Bainbridge is going to use 30 seconds off of the clock. Every possession they could possibly get.
Palmateer fires one up a little early here, but there's the freshman, Erica Selfridge, with a rebound. Back out for Canestra. Now you have a feeling they might milk some clock. Palmateer at the top of the key. Head coach Bob Conway directing traffic from the sideline. Shot clock at 15. Here's Canestra. Backdoor cut for Erica Selfridge. Now for Palmateer. Tosses one up. Can't get it to go. And she's fouled by Julie Ford, her fourth.
That might be the biggest thing in this game, is what you just said. That was her fourth foul. But 5 minutes and 20 seconds left, down nine, possibly even more. You got to leave her in.
Yeah, roll the dice at this point. If you're head coach Mike Niles. Palmateer to the line, first shot, rattles out. Palmateer with only 3 points in the second half. But her presence has been felt underneath.
Huh? He's going to try to buy a couple minutes.
Oh, okay.
In comes Piper Seaman for Julie. He might try to do a little bit of offense-defense in the next minute or so.
Palmateer settling in. She's 0-for-1 on this trip to the charity stripe. Second shot is good. Megan Pommettier with 16. 5:15 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 44-34. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Cooperstown. Top of the key now, Kate Trossett, who has 6 points, but none in the second half. Wants one here and gets it from the right elbow. Big-time bucket from Trossett.
Huge shot.
44-36. BG leading Cooperstown, but you have a feeling this one isn't very far from being over yet. Right side for Canestra. Passes down low. Pommettier fakes. Now goes to the right. Baby hook is off the mark. Rebound for Selfridge.
The second chance opportunities that BG is getting is definitely the story of this fourth quarter right now.
Pommettier holding on to the basketball at the top of the key. BG leading 44-36. 4:35 to go in the fourth. They pass down low for Abby Selfridge. Up off the glass and in. Selfridge with 16. So Pommettier with 16 and Abby Selfridge with 16.
The Selfridge sisters.
Yeah. They were a big part of that volleyball state championship as well, and just great all-around athletes here for BG. 4:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Cooperstown trailing 46-36. Maggie Sherman in the paint. No good. Rebound Piper Seaman, and she can't get the follow-up to go.
Yeah, you came into this game, and everybody talked about BG's balance, and they have definitely shown the balance. There's no star. It's a definite team. And Mike Niles has no choice, but he's bringing in Julie Ford back in the next dead ball under 4 minutes to play.
Pommettier finds Canestra, 10 on the shot clock with 3:50 to go in the fourth. BG leading 46-36. Here's Leisure finding Abigail Selfridge in the paint, tossing one up. Can't get it to go. Rebound Leisure. She's fouled by Maggie Sherman and will head to the line.
Another big offensive rebound.
With 3:40 to go in the fourth quarter. If you had told me before this game that, you know, BG, we don't have the official numbers in front of me, but are getting so many points off these second chances, I probably would have disagreed because
yeah.
I thought Cooperstown would have the edge.
You know, but Coach Niles has tried to go with left sides today. So you haven't seen much of Ford and Wehner on the court at the same time, which is definitely changes the rebound game.
Very true. Leisure gets the first, second one coming. It's BG 47, Cooperstown 36. 3:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Second shot coming for Leisure, too strong. Rebound, Selfridge puts it up, gets another second chance opportunity, and can't get this one to go. And she's fouled, and will head to the line to shoot two.
You know, a big thing on that, when Julie Ford came back into the game, she actually didn't take the bottom block on that. And Piper Seaman stayed there, and the person that Piper was boxing out, she just muscled her underneath the rim and got that rebound to go back up.
Make sure to stay tuned for our post-game show as well, folks. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. We'll get you a scoring recap as Abigail Selfridge now has 17, makes her first shot. It's 48-36 BG with 3:35 to go in the fourth. Second shot coming here for Abigail Selfridge. And that one is up and good. And Selfridge with 18. Timeout taken by BG with 3:35 left. It's the Lady Bobcats on top of Cooperstown here on their home floor, 49-36. Again, 49-36. We'll be right back on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
3:35 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 49-36. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Cooperstown.
Yeah, Bainbridge starting off the fourth quarter with a... Oh, but close there, whether it's going to be Julie Ford's fifth foul. But Bainbridge has started off the second or the fourth quarter here on a 13-2 run, and it's increased the lead up to 13 points. Looks like Cooperstown's going to call a timeout.
So 3:30 to go in the fourth quarter. It's BG 49 and Cooperstown 36. We'll take a small break again. And more of this game coming up on CDO.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 49-36. The BG girls on top of Cooperstown. And Cooperstown with the basketball out of the timeout. Maggie Sherman just gets it in time and finds Julie Ford, who's out by midcourt at the Bobcats logo. Cooperstown needs a bucket. They'll go inside to Perino. Turnaround shot off the back of the rim. And kind of been the tail of the fourth quarter here. They just haven't been able to buy a basket.
Yeah, that's right. Everything just seems to be lipping out. And Bainbridge isn't giving up any second chance opportunities. Their box out and their fundamentals is just what's the most impressive thing about this team. There's nothing flashy. It's just all fundamentals. They set screens. They come off them well. Everything.
Here's Palmateer down low off a pass from Leisure. Can't get it to go. It was a good look, and then Ford rips down the rebound ahead for Kate Trossett. Quickly in transition. Puts it up. It was partially blocked there by Canistra. Out of bounds. Stays with the Hawkeyes with 2:50 to go.
Coach Niles has made a little bit of adjustment. He's put Piper Seaman on Palmateer and letting Julie Ford shift off into somebody else, trying to avoid that fifth foul.
49-36, Bainbridge-Guilford on top of visiting Cooperstown tonight in a girls' non-league showdown. Cooperstown with the ball. They go to Piper Seaman. The shot rims out, rolled all the way around the cylinder before it popped free.
It's amazing to see how some of these shots that are not going in. They look great coming off the hand.
And Bainbridge-Guilford with the ball. 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. They find Abigail Selfridge at the top of the key. Selfridge now for Palmateer. Palmateer looking for options. Pump fakes. Gives it back to Selfridge. 10 on the shot clock. And they are just milking this thing right down. Back for Abigail Selfridge. Down low. A little up and under move. And she'll bank it home. She's got 20 points. And it's BG 51. Cooperstown 36.
Yeah, where we talked about Palmateer being the player in the first half, it's been Selfridge in the second.
Ford with a very athletic move as she got it out near the three-point line, took it in and laid it up, and we'll have a timeout with 2:05 to go in the fourth quarter. After that basket, it's BG 51, Cooperstown 38. We'll be right back on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell and Matt Hazard with you tonight on CDO. Our in-game producer back in our Sydney studios is Jim Tamayo. As BG leads 51-38 with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And BG with the basketball. Here is Abigail Selfridge.
Cooperstown brought a little bit of a token press there. They have no choice. They got to start pressuring the ball. They need some steals.
Here's Palmateer. Gets double-teamed. Just gets it off in time. Finds Erica Selfridge for a straightaway three. and she buries it. She's got 8 points. She was cold to start the game, and now she's red hot.
This freshman has ice water in her veins. She is impressive.
Here is Sherman in the paint. Tosses one up. It won't go, and a rebound for Abigail Selfridge with a minute and a half to go. It's BG 54, Cooperstown 38.
The unfortunate thing with a minute and 20 seconds left here in Cooperstown now fouling, this score is not evident of what this game was. I will tell you that. It's 16 points, and everybody's going to look at it and say,
I agree.
What not, but Cooperstown played this tough for sure.
Here's Sherman on a breakaway after a steal by Trossett, and she puts it up and in. So Maggie Sherman with 6 points. 54-40 with a minute to go in the fourth quarter. BG ahead. Selfridge to the left side. Selfridge will pass into the corner now for Jill Canestra. So we're under a minute to go with 50 seconds left. Palmatier out near midcourt, mostly guarded by Piper Seaman. Cooperstown giving it everything they have to the final whistle here tonight, and I totally agree. I mean, this was a two-point game going into the fourth quarter, and if you were here, you know this was a really tight ball game. Shot clock violation here on BG as they couldn't get a shot off. Cooperstown will get it back with exactly 35 seconds to go.
And Cooperstown's starting to empty its bench. They understand 35 seconds left, 14-point game. You know, the story of this was it was 18-6 fourth quarter. I mean, that's the essence of it.
Right.
And Bainbridge came out hot, and Cooperstown wasn't able to answer right away. But nothing for Cooperstown to hang their heads down on.
No, this was a great game. For both sides, I think. A lot of good comes out of this game. Perino knocks down a big three from the outside. Perino with 8 points, and it's 54-43. Left side of the floor for Leisure. Goes back for Abby Selfridge, 15 seconds to go. Leisure dribble drive, back out, ball out of bounds as it was touched last by BG. Goes back to Cooperstown with 12.2 seconds left.
11-point lead. We'll see what Cooperstown's able to do here. Maybe bring it into single digits.
BG fans giving a nice ovation to both Selfridge sisters and the Megan Palmatier as they come out with 12 seconds to go. And another big win here tonight for Bainbridge Guilford. They've just been red hot lately.
Hey, those three kids that just came out, those are impressive. They remind me a lot of Lexi Du Bois that we saw at South Court right last year. A lot of those types of players, those are the ones that hurt Cooperstown, there's no doubt.
Cooperstown looking for one last bucket here, but they'll run out of time. Our final score is BG 54, Cooperstown 43. We'll come back. We'll break this one down in the post-game show. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Again, our final score, BG 54, Cooperstown 43. We'll be back on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back one last time here on WCDO. Nate Lull and Matt Hazard as the BG girls defeat Cooperstown 54-43. I've been looking forward to this game for, I could say, years now. But when I saw it on the schedule, I did notice that it was going to be a great game, and I was super excited. So turned out to be a good one. I think you're exactly right, Matt. The final score does not really give you a good impression of how close this was. Two-point game to start the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you know, when you look at this, if from looking at it from a Cooperstown side, you walk away from this in this tough four-game stretch, and they went 3-1, playing two of the top three teams in the state rankings. And if you said at the beginning of the year that they walk away 3-1, they're going to be ecstatic. And so I think it was they put up a great performance. I think there's a lot that they could take away from this moving forward. I think it's a team that everybody should be fearful of come sectionals. They're working out the rotation of how they want to do it. But, you know, changing gears to the Bainbridge team, there isn't a weakness. You know, I look at this, and they make up for the lack of size with hustle and effort. And as I mentioned on the air, the fundamentals are just tremendous, and there's nothing flashy. And if they continue that, it would be hard not to think that they're going to represent Section 4.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of expectations on this BG team, as I'm sure there are in Cooperstown as well, and I wouldn't want to see either of these teams on my schedule if I was a coach coming up over the next couple of weeks. They both seem to be red hot, and I would love to see another matchup down the road. It would be a ton of fun.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about this at the beginning of off the air before the game. Teams can look at the beginning of the year and say, I'm either going to go easy or I'm going to go with a hard schedule. Cooperstown chose to go with a hard schedule, and that's a great thing because I think it's going to pay off for them, and then the wins and losses might not, but they need a little help possibly to catch the four seed and host two sectional games in Cooperstown. But it could happen. Schedules for teams are tough, and we'll see.
Let's go through our scoring summary tonight before we give out our three awards. First for Cooperstown tonight, 14 points for Julie Ford. That's a team high. 8 for Megan Perino, 6 for Maggie Sherman, 7 for Piper Seaman, and that rounds out the scoring tonight. So 1, 2, 3, that's 5 girls that do all the scoring tonight here for Cooperstown. On the other side for BG, game high 20 points from Abigail Selfridge. She got a ton of those in the second half. 16 from Megan Palmatier, 8 from Erica Selfridge, 5 from Macy Leiser, 3 from Corey Thornton, and 2 from Jill Canestra to round out the scoring there for Coach Conway. And this is the thing with BG. I look at it much like I do with Cooperstown. Canestra is a player that's routinely in double figures. It can just come from anywhere, much like it can for Cooperstown. What a luxury to have for both these sides.
Yeah, you know, if I'm going to look at Bainbridge and try to analyze that, the Selfridge sisters dominated the second half.
Yes.
You know, Palmatier kept that Bainbridge and gave them actually a first half lead. It actually felt a little bit more of a spread than it actually was. Sorry. But that freshman,
yeah,
coming in, she hits two enormous threes, gets an assist, and her sister was huge on the offensive rebounds. I think the story of this game was the second chance opportunities that Bainbridge had. They dominated the offensive board, and that's why they walked out with a victory.
Time now for our three awards. Let's start off first with the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. We'll give that award tonight to Abigail Selfridge with 20 points tonight from BG. Just thought she was tremendous in the second half. All those rebounds and everything was certainly great. So we'll give her our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award here tonight. I noticed you're noticing the same thing as me. You stand up here for the post-game show. One of the BG girls just came up, gave me a high five. Where a lot of people look up here, and they kind of give you their impression of the game. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a lot of thumbs up or thumbs down, you know.
Yeah.
It's always fun being here and watching the crowd after the ball game. Let's
Absolutely, and this is a great atmosphere at Bainbridge.
Yeah, it really was. I thought that the student section was into it. Fans were here. Sectional-type atmosphere.
Yeah, absolutely.
Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award is next, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. We'd like to give that tonight to Julie Ford from Cooperstown. 14 points. I thought she did a nice job inside, especially early. I think BG didn't know how they were going to attack her, and she just altered a ton of shots out there. She averages 5 blocks a game, and I think BG was definitely fearful, but they did find a way to get some buckets around her, but she didn't make it easy.
Yeah, they went after her, and I think that's the key. If you have Julie Ford on, you have to go after her. If you're going to get your shot blocked 3 or 4 times, it happens. That's just the nature of the game. But if you keep on going after her, there's bound to be fouls called. And quite honestly, Cooperstown, over the last couple of years, if it depends how the refs call the game. If they let Julie play underneath and let the bigs play, Cooperstown's always in it. If she gets in foul trouble, it's not that the other players can. She's just a dynamic athlete, and it definitely hurt them tonight.
Finally, it's our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO in Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that to Megan Palmatier tonight, 16 points, and as you said, just does a little bit of everything, and what coach wouldn't want to have her on your team? She, I don't know, just finds a way to get it done sometimes.
Yeah, the first time that I've seen her, and you said this is the best offensive performance that you've seen her play all year.
Yes.
I'm shocked by that because I look at her and I'm saying, how does this girl not score 15, 16 every night? Because she did inside, outside, and that's what she did. She took Julie Ford outside. She tried taking her to the hoop. And then when somebody else was on her, she would take her underneath, and she would dominate down there. So she was a matchup problem tonight. But I think if by chance they were to play again in March, it would be another outstanding game.
I can't wait. I hope that happens. Of course, a lot of things have to happen for that to line up. But wishing a lot of success to both these teams. We'll be following both of them going forward as we hit, you know, league championship time for BG and Cooperstown going into sectionals as well as BG. Going to be a ton of fun, and just can't wait. Well, thanks for joining us here.
Oh, my pleasure, Nate. It was fun. I look forward to doing this again.
Yeah, I'm hoping that it all works out. I think the one thing about you guys being in Section 3 is the dates line up a little bit better for us to be able to get up there, cover Section 4 and Section 3. Should be a ton of fun in a few weeks.
Absolutely. I'm really excited for it. And anytime you come to Cooperstown, you just let me know, and I'll be there.
A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer today back in our Main Street Sydney studios. Again, our final score, the BG girls defeat Cooperstown 54-43. You can go back and listen to this anytime on demand in our game audio archive. Brought to you by SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. That's right, at WCDOsports.com. Again, for Matt Hazard, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow night on CDO Sports.